Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to church. A special welcome to those who are visiting us today or listening online. My name is Young Lan. Helping me in today's service are musicians Adele and Linda. Irene will read to us from the Bible, and Diane will lead us in prayer, and Trevor will bring our Bible teaching through recorded message. Obviously, Rosemary and Trevor can't be with us today. They have COVID, so that's why they're not here. Just in case you're wondering, but their spirit is with us, so that would be fine, and we'll pray for them a bit later on. We're here at Abbotsford Anglican, a group of local people of all ages and backgrounds who have come to find meaning and purpose in life by living God's way according to His Word, the Bible. We invite you to know God with us today. I believe that Trevor will explain about this Bible teaching over January, big or words from the Bible about God, and we'll hear that, probably find it in his message. Now, throughout the year, we support missionaries and chaplaincies, and our linked missionaries for 2024 is Thomas' family serving in, Thailand with Interserve, and the Blair family amongst refugees in Western Sydney with Pioneers, and the Pharisee family with the Bush Church Aid Society in Kununurra. And chaplaincies, we have hospital chaplains, prison, defense, police, and school chaplains, and SRE that we serve throughout the year. And the last one, I think, is Toys and Taka. The sentence of scripture for today is, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts." Let's stand up and sing our first song, "Behold Our God."
Kings and nations tremble at his voice.
Please take a moment to greet the people near you. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. You are worthy, Lamb of God, for you were slain, and with your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Open our hearts to receive your word, that we may know you better and be thoroughly equipped for every good work through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's Bible reading is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 12 to 13, and is found on page 719 of Pew Bibles, or you can follow on the screen or find it in your news and notes.
Hello, everyone. Today's Bible reading is Isaiah chapter 40, 12 to 31. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales, and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord, or instruct the Lord as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge, or showed him the path of understanding? Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket, they are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. With whom then will you compare God? To what image will you liken him? As for an idol, a metal worker casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. A person too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. They look for a skilled worker to set up an idol that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them, and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens, who created all these. He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Before we play the recording, we might just pray for Trevor and Rosemary Nan. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have gathered us here today. And we thank you that we are about to hear your message in Isaiah. And we pray that you are with Rosemary and Trevor as they are going through COVID. Please give them strength, and I just pray that they will be recovering very soon to go back to normal. And we thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Welcome to church, everyone. This morning we started a summer sermon series over January called Big O Words from the Bible about God. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, omnibenevolent. Omnipotent, God is all-powerful. Omniscient, God is all-knowing. Omnipresent, God is all-present. And omnibenevolent, God is all-good and loving. All-powerful, all-knowing, all-present, all-good and loving is our God. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and omnibenevolent. And it goes really without saying, doesn't it? For God to be God, he must be all these things. And knowing this and believing it to be true is what we draw on to live confident lives in God according to his word, the Bible. I've found the four big O words from the Bible about God to be what I've called anchor words. You know how an anchor tied to a chain, tied to a boat works. It helps hold the boat firmly in one place in the water. So these four truths about God, held on to by us by faith, God uses to help hold us firmly to the truth about himself in the shifting currents of thinking in the world and life's changing tides. I must be upfront. These O words are not actually words you will find in the Bible, but they are a collection of attributes about God that you will find in the Bible. Attributes compiled under one heading, omni, a Latin word for all, total, full. Faithful people in the past have searched the scriptures thoroughly for us, for the attributes about God, as God has revealed them about himself in the Bible, and compiled some under these four big O words for us. Be assured, there are many other words that God describes about himself that don't start with the letter O. Though I could draw on each week a number of verses from the Bible to explain each big O word about God, I've just chosen one each week amongst a few. They'll be read out at church. This week, I've chosen to explain the omnipotence of God by using Isaiah chapter 40, verses 12 to 31, a familiar passage for those who remember the film Chariots of Fire. And shortly, I'll turn to it. So have your Bibles open at the passage or find it on the handout in your news and notes. I do hope you find these four short summer sermons interesting and encouraging. But I'm sure you'll agree that be it interesting to know things about God, what God wants for us is to actually know him and to know him in relationship with him. And so we need to ask the question, what's the value for us in knowing that God is all powerful, that God is omnipotent? And this is where I believe what Isaiah has to say to us will be helpful. But first, here are a few verses about the omnipotence of God from the Bible. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Ah, Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power, an outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Mark 14, verse 36. Abba Father, Jesus said, everything is possible for you. But not my will, but yours be done. And Isaiah 55 verse 10 and 11, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word, says the Lord, that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. To say God is omnipotent is to say nothing is too hard for God, that everything is possible for God, that everything that is possible for God is whatever God desires and wills. And what he desires and wills, he has the power and the will to accomplish. In other words, omnipotence means God is able to do or not do whatever he wills in the way in which he wills it. We may not realize it, but we remind ourselves of this and agree to it, actually, whenever we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. But there is a caveat to his all-powerfulness, which by no means is a limitation. There are some things God cannot or chooses not to do because it is contrary or undermining of his divine nature and will. And for God to be contrary or undermining of his divine nature and will is for God to deny his very being. What God cannot do, being God, is deny his very being. For instance, God cannot lie, Numbers 23 verse 14 and Titus 1 verse 2. God is not human that he is found that he should lie, nor a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? That God cannot lie is no limitation to his omnipotence. Why? Because we can be assured God will always have the power to tell the truth. Our problem with the omnipotence of God is not we don't believe God is all-powerful, but with our willingness to believe it. I take it this is the reason for why the prophet Isaiah wrote what he did. Look with me at verse 27. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, oh, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? What were God's people saying? God can't know our need, nor the power or the will to meet them. What were they doing? They were blatantly not trusting God at his word to tell them the truth. They believed in his omnipotence. They believed God is all-powerful, but they weren't willing to believe it and put it into practice. And Isaiah gives them the benefit of the doubt, but a sharp rebuke and a reaffirming comfort. Do you not know? Have you not been told? Of course they have. Oh, what mischief, writes the poet, that wily serpent of the garden whispers first in Adam's ear, and now so often in our own. Did God really say what you hear? Do you not know? Have you not been told? Of course we have. By asking a series of questions of the reader, comparing ourselves and whatever power to God, the prophet forces us to consider the all-powerfulness of God. We find ourselves rightly humbled, we in our place and God in his. To the work of God in creation, verses 12 and 26. To the wisdom of God, verse 13 and 14. To all the nations and their resources, verses 15 to 17, 23 and 24. To the concepts and wild imaginings, creations that people have of God, verses 18 to 20. Have you not understood, writes the prophet, since the earth was founded, verse 22. God sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One, verse 25. Verse 28, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. So there we have it, the first big O word in the Bible about God. Omnipotent. God is all-powerful. Use it to impress your friends, or better still, to start a conversation about God over coffee. But let's remember what we've learned from Isaiah. What's the value in believing this for us? Knowing God is all-powerful, omnipotent. What's the value for us? It's both a rebuke and a comfort. A rebuke, should we ever be thinking that God doesn't have all the power at his disposal in the unfolding of his will to be aware of our needs and be ever at our aid? Has it not been told to you? Do you not know? And a comfort, knowing that he is all-powerful to do so and will. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God is all-powerful, omnipotent. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Now I'd like to invite congregation to say psalm together. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set glory in the heavens. Through the praise of your children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the path of the seas. Lord our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Please stand and we will sing the second song.
Great thou art,
please remain standing as we say together what we believe. We believe in one God who made us. Okay, we believe in one God who made us and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy up on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Although we are the people of God, Scripture reminds us that we still sin. We need to confess our failures, knowing that the Lord Jesus died for us and intercedes for us with the Father. Let us draw near to God, who freely forgives through his infinite goodness and mercy, and pray to him with sincerity and confidence. Please have a seat. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. God is slow to anger and full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and turn to his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom there is no condemnation. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray, starting with the prayer that was taught to us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray that we will be faithful to our baptismal calling. Almighty eternal God, when the Spirit descended upon Jesus at his baptism in the Jordan, you revealed him as your own beloved Son. Keep us, your children, born of water and the Spirit, faithful to our calling. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. God of love, make your way known to the people of our world, your saving power among all nations. Guide and govern your church by your Holy Spirit, so that all who call themselves Christians may be led in the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace, and in righteousness of life. We commend to your fatherly goodness all who are afflicted or distressed in body, mind, or circumstances, especially nations facing war, floods, drought or bushfires, tyranny or persecution. Relieve them according to their needs, give them patience in their sufferings, and deliver them from their afflictions. This we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Lord, you have taught us that all our works without love are worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Merciful Lord, you alone can order our unruly wills and affections. Teach us to love what you command, and to desire what you promise, that among the changes and chances of this world, our hearts may be surely fixed where true joys are to be found, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of the nations, we pray for Australia. Inspire and direct our leaders to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Bring many Australians to a knowledge of the truth about Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for us all. We praise you, Lord of all, for the gifts of Christ, our ascended King, for apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Hear our prayer for all who do not know your love and have not heard the gospel of our Saviour Jesus Christ. Send out your light and truth through the messengers of your word and bring many to saving trust in Christ. We especially ask that you bless the work of Anglicare chaplains wherever they work, whether in a hospital, school, defence force, police force, or prison. We also ask for safety and effectiveness in the work of our link missionary families, the Thomases in Thailand, the Blairs in Western Sydney, and the Pharisees in Kununurra. Help them all to proclaim your truth clearly, as they should, and continue to provide them with those who need most to hear. Amen. Almighty God, giver of life and health, hear our prayers for those who have been unwell or in need of your comfort at this time. May those who are ill be restored to health and body of mind and mind according to your will, and those in need of comfort draw close to you as their circumstances play out. Be their strength in every difficulty and struggle, we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, hear our prayer for your servants as they journey. Watch over them in their travels. Be their companion on the way. Protect them in every danger, and grant them a greater knowledge of you in all that they undertake. We ask this all through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
Thanks, Diane. Now is announcement time, our family office. So what's happening is on the 27th of January, which is Saturday, at the church foyer here, we have men's breakfast starting at 8:30, and the cost is $10. So you can sign up, on the mission table at the back, as usual. Now, the Abbotsford Anglican, our church, we hold Bible studies during the week and at various times and various places. So possibly next week we might have the list of Bible studies we run and the contact person. So you can, if you are interested in, you can go to the mission table and write it in, and the leader of that Bible study group will contact you just to have a chat to you if you are interested in. Now we have what we call a Fresh Start with God, and the booklet, Essential Jesus, is at the entrance or the exit, the little table, whole table on your right-hand side as you go out. You can take it for yourself or for your friends who might be interested in finding a little bit more about Jesus. And the last one, I know that Janice asked me to talk about, is that we have the roster sheets at the back in the mission table. And if you can just write down when you will not be available because you're going on holidays or you're doing something, that would be very helpful for Janice to make the roster properly. And thank you for regularly supporting financially Abbotsford Anglican Church online or via offertory box at the back. We appreciate that. Now, we have a prayer after service. If you have any specific prayer needs or anything like that, Deacon Coral will be here. They'll be very happy to pray for you. Please come to the front of the church, and that would be great. Just as a reminder, as the COVID seems to surge again here and there, please stay, keep the distance when you are talking to people, and please join us for morning tea and continue the fellowship. The last song is Tell Out My Soul.
Tell out my soul.
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. May the God of hope, together, fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you and have a good day.